You're running home thinking, oh man, my entire life has changed. And you're thinking, how am I going to explain to my wife when I get home, honey? Listen to me. We're selling the house. We're selling the camels. We're selling the kids. Well, not the kids. We're going to sell everything. And we are going to go and buy dirt. And she says, dirt? And he says, not just dirt. I found a field. And in the field, I found a treasure. The treasure principle is that when you find something that is worth everything, you'll give everything to make it yours. Now listen to me now, folks. This is where it goes from preaching to meddling. Brothers and sisters, what is holding so many of our congregations back is that we have not gotten our eyes on the treasure so that we're willing to give whatever it takes. Talk about three practical things, and if I hurt your feelings, I love you and I'm sorry. That's what's called a pre-confessional. I'm confessing what I may do just now. It breaks my heart and makes me angry, and I'm sorry, I'm part of the problem too, when I hear somebody get up in the pulpit and say, we need nursery workers. If we don't have enough nursery workers, we are not going to be able to have the nursery open next Sunday. And so, and the church looks at one another and we slowly, guiltfully say, well, all right, maybe I guess I could do it. I know one preacher who had such a problem with it that in the pulpit one day, he simply said, you know what, folks, I can't preach today because we don't have anybody in the nursery. And he walked back and served in the nursery that service. Now, they got a lot of workers the next week. But folks, what does that say about where you and I are when we even come to worship God? We need second grade teachers and we can't get them. We need folks to come on Monday night and go visit the people who have visited our congregation and we can't get them. What's going on here? Brothers and sisters, let's take it all the way home. I just don't have time for Bible study. I don't have time to be involved with a small group. You know, I'd really love to be a regular Bible reader, but man, I've got so much going on with my business. I have one question for you. Where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? Lady came into the minister and said, I need to pray with you because I want a deeper heart for missions. The minister had done a 3-week series on missions and she said, I'm so convicted. I want to have a heart for missions. Would you pray with me? And the minister said, well, I can, but I don't have to. She says, what do you mean? Do you want a heart for missions? I'll just give you one. What do you mean? He says, it's easy. He opened his desk, got out an envelope, put it on his desk. Flipped open to his notes, and he began to copy down the address of a missionary they serve. He said, do you have your purse? And she said, yes. He said, okay, get it out. Give me all the money you have. She said, what? He said, just give me all the money you have in your purse. Well, I just came from the bank. I've got like $400 in here. He said, that's great. Give it all to me. She said, but you? He said, well, actually not me. We're going to put it in this envelope and you're going to write a note. And we're going to mail it to Buddy Dimbabwe. He serves, you know, in Ghana. Wait a minute. And the minister said, I'm sorry. Did you say you wanted a heart for missions? She said, well, yes, but you just wanted to pray and get one? It's not worth $400? Now he had her. Well, of course it's worth $400. And he held out the envelope. She took the money and she put it in. He gave her a piece of paper and said, just write him a little note. Dear buddy, hope this money helps you to share Christ. Signed, Alice Stevens. She folded it up. They put it in the envelope. He sealed it up. Got a secretary to put a stamp on it. He said, great. It'll go out in today's mail. Have a good day. She said, that's it? He said, yeah. She turned to go and then she came back. Where in Ghana does he serve? He said, well, he serves in one of the small villages and told her name. Okay. How long has he been there? He's been there about 2 years now. Really? How many people are in the church now? Well, there's probably about 70 that are meeting with him. Wow. You sure we don't need to pray? He said, no, you go pray. That Sunday, she came up to him. Have you heard from Buddy? He said, no, not yet. It'd probably take another week. It takes a week? The money's going to take a week to get there? Can't we get it there faster?
He said, well, yeah, we can wire it next time. She said, let's do that. Now, folks, let me make it very painful and clear. We're not talking here about some kind of subjective idea. We're talking here about you and I deciding to put our money and our time and our clothes and our homes where our faith is. You want a heart for God? You got your checkbook with you? You want a heart for God? You got your calendar with you? Marco, I can't give that time. Do you want a heart for God, Jeff? You see, when my eyes are on the treasure, punch that button again, Rod, it changes my perspective. Let me